Well, good Sunday evening to you all. This is Pastor Joe of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church coming to you tonight with another word from the Lord. Tonight's message is entitled God's Plan and Care for Everyone, Part 2. God's Plan and Care for Everyone, Part 2. You know, it has been 2 weeks since we have been studying in God's Word. Last week we were live from the church and we had business to take care of, and I brought just a simple devotion from Psalm 19:14, and tonight I want to look at Proverbs 16:4 through 9 once again. Proverbs 16:4 through 9. Now we are going to get back into our study on the life of David. I'm going to speed up the process in the next coming weeks on the life of David, but I do want to look at Proverbs 16:4 through 9. I felt like there was so much in this little passage of scripture that we did not cover, and I feel that we need to cover it before we go any further. So in Proverbs 16, I'm actually going to read verses 1 through 9 tonight. The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now, last time we were here, we looked at verses 1 through 3. And I'm not going to be too long tonight, but before we go any further, if you recall, 2 weeks ago in Proverbs 16, 1 through 3, we saw three things. First, we saw that we can make plans. However, in the end, God has the final say, and at times He will use what we desire to do in our lives for His honor and glory. Secondly, we learned that no matter what, God knows the intentions of our hearts. And finally, we stated that we must cast our burdens, our concerns and problems at the feet of the cross and allow the Lord to do great and mighty things through us. And so as we continue in our passage of scripture, I would like to see a couple more things this evening from this passage. In verse 5, we see that the Lord will punish pride. Do you hear me? The Lord will punish pride. Verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Now, we need to see this passage of scripture. We need to see the words from Almighty God. The Lord says, the proverb says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Listen, that means that a proud heart is one that is sick in their ways. They exalt themselves and their plans above Almighty God. The proverb states that they are an abomination to the Lord. That is a scary statement, but one that is as true as the day is long. I have stated it many times, but if one has pride in their heart, they cannot follow God and how He deserves. See, a prideful individual is following the ways of the devil and not of God. There were examples from the Bible that people tried to do their own way and conquer the purpose of the Messiah coming through the Jewish line. I think about Pharaoh ordered the slaughter of the Hebrew newborn males in Exodus 1:15 through 22. I think about Haman plotting to exterminate the Jews in Esther 3. And then I think about Herod's decree, the slaughter of all Jewish children when Jesus Christ was born in Matthew 2 and 16. See, pride in anyone's heart will cause one to do things they normally wouldn't do. It will cause one to act toward others as they normally wouldn't. But more importantly, pride is the very opposite of looking like Jesus Christ. If there was anyone that could have had pride, it should have been Jesus. See, when the devil came and tempted him, he could have said, when he asked him, you know, if you will bow down to me, I'll give you all this land. Jesus could look down and said, I already own it. But he didn't. See, when they came to get him in the Garden of Gethsemane, he could have called it all off and said, I'm not doing that, but he didn't. The Bible teaches us that he came as a form of a servant to the cross of Calvary so that we could be saved. You and I as followers of Christ have no use or no need of pride in our hearts. If Jesus didn't do it, then we sure should not be doing it either. May we always remember that we are nothing without Christ. We are nothing without Christ, and all things come by and through Him. And so the proverb teaches us here that everyone that is proud in heart, everyone that is prideful, is an abomination to the Lord. May we understand that. May we recognize that. And if we have any pride in our hearts tonight, may we get rid of it, because we understand that we are not displaying Christ. I see in verse 7, the second thing is that we must follow the ways of the Lord. In verse 7, he says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now, some have misunderstood this passage of Scripture to indicate that if Jesus had no enemies, and thus if we follow the ways of Jesus, then we won't either. And this is as far from the truth as possible. Preacher's Outline and Sermon Bible states that when a person's life pleases the Lord, God will take care of the person's enemies, either in this life or the next, or both. And God will deal with those who oppose his followers. Believers who focus on pleasing God in all their ways can leave the fate of their enemies in the Lord's hands. So when a person strives to please the Lord, enemies find it more difficult to find either fault with or to criticize with him or her. So as we follow God's ways, God will guide and direct us. Nothing in this world should give us more confidence than knowing that God is always in control and he will see us through. So as we get rid of pride, I promise you, you will start to follow the ways of the Lord easily, because we recognize that we need God. We recognize that we are nothing without God. And when we get rid of pride, we will follow the ways of the Lord, not our ways, but God's way. Then we see that we must seek after righteousness in verse 8. We must seek after righteousness. He said, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. I've heard people say that if you will follow after Jesus, then you will become rich. And that is as far from the truth as possible. However, there is one thing, and there is a correct statement about this, is if you will follow Jesus, you do become rich in another way. And that is your relationship with Christ and your eternal destination. See, we're not all going to be rich financially down here, but more importantly, we will be secured in Jesus Christ. One wrote, if God's plan is for a person to have little of this world's wealth and possessions, he or she should accept God's will and continue to live righteously. And this is not to say that a person should never desire finer things of this life, nor is it saying that a person should not strive to provide a better life for his or her family. What this is saying, though, is that we should do the very best that we can with how God provides for us. So living righteously with little is much better than having an abundance of worldly treasures gained through crime or dishonesty. I want to hear you say that one more time. Living righteously with little is much better than having an abundance of worldly treasures gained through crime or dishonesty. And so we see here that the writer of the proverb says that in verse 5, the Lord will punish pride. Verse 7, he says that we must follow the ways of the Lord. Thirdly, we must seek after righteousness. And then finally, we may not plan out our lives, but God directs our steps. And that's where we come back to this little passage of Scripture here. In Proverbs 16:9, it says, a man heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. See, verse 9 here repeats exactly how verse 1 speaks about planning the course of our lives. It teaches us that we can plan our lives, but in the end, God takes our plans and uses them for his glory. Listen, the Lord directs people's steps one step at a time. He has a destination for people, but also a plan to take them there. However, there are many times that God does not give exact details about his entire plan. but he always gives. Are you listening? God may not give you the exact plan in your life, but he always gives the direction of the next step. He always gives the direction of the next step. We often desire the finished product before we even think about what could be the next part of the puzzle. One commentator wrote, and this is where I'm going to close, if we are wise, we will walk in step with God's plan for our lives. God will then direct our steps one at a time. Every day, God has a path marked for us that will accomplish His purpose. We must seek His direction in His holy word and follow Him. This is one reason being filled with the Spirit is so important. The Holy Spirit will guide our steps down the path of God's choosing. And we should ask the Lord for His direction in every activity and every decision, being sensitive to His leading in all things. And knowing that God is perfectly good, and we can have confidence that He has a good plan and a good purpose for every life. As we close this message tonight, I would like to remind you and for you to remember that God has a plan for you and He cares for you. And you and I must recognize the importance of this in one's life and know that God's plan for our lives is the greatest plan that we can serve the Lord in. Always remember Romans 8:28. The Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purposes. Listen, keep up the faith and stand strong in the will of Almighty God. He has a plan for you and He cares for you. You must just trust in Him. I promise you, He will guide and direct your every step. So may God bless you and keep you, and may His face shine upon you and give you grace.